Coach, can you give us a little insight into the decision to let Preston Tucker go and bring on Tequan Underwood?
You know, those decisions as far as personnel, that's Coach Shiano's call and Mark Dominic, and you know, I'd rather leave personnel questions best served for him.
What does Tequan bring to you this week
there you go.
You can take advantage of?
As far as Tequan, you look at the things he did in the preseason, production and a versatility, very smart player, and also speed. Some things that he showed that we were very pleased with, and like I said, a lot of factors go into the decision-making process, and glad to see that he's back and look forward to seeing how he can contribute and help us win.
Do you envision more for Aurelius Ben in the offense as a receiver?
You know, I think Aurelius is continuing to progress from his injury. You know, he went out and a little bit of a rough start there with his first kickoff return, but then bounced back with a huge play for us. He's looked improved in practice this week, and we're excited about moving him forward and advancing his contributions to the offense, because there's certainly a talent factor that he has, a size, a speed, productivity. So we're looking forward to seeing where he can be.
Mike, you came out in the wrong end on the scoreboard, but you did put some things on tape in the deep passing game that was talked about around here all off season. First of all, why did you have that success in your opinion, and is that closer to what you want to look like? You know, and you want to establish a run a little bit more, I guess, but was that closer to the blueprint maybe?
Well, we'd always want to have a run game established for a variety of reasons. You know, the physicality, the toughness component, certainly controlling the clock and time of possession, and that's always going to be the forefront of everything, and certainly this upcoming ball game is no exception against a great team in a very, very difficult environment. And I think the two go hand in hand, because if we are able to establish that run and we are able to get that going, that opens up some things down the field, and then also opens up the ability to wear those pass rushers down a little bit, so that when we do go to straight drop back and we work on some various concepts, some guys are able to match up better and hold up better and against the superior pass rushers, and we can get the ball down the field. But we have some great weapons and a quarterback that can get it to them, and if we can take those shots, we're always going to want to take those shots and look forward to hopefully having this opportunity to do the same thing this upcoming Sunday.
Mike, can you talk about the challenge of DeMarcus Ware? They line him up all over the place, and he's certainly one guy that Josh needs to find right away, doesn't he?
No question. He's not just one of the premier pass rushers, one of the best guys in the business at that with 100 sacks, but he is a complete football player. I mean, you look at the tape, and you know, from personal experience over the past several years when I was with New York, his ability to disrupt the game, whether it's the tackles for loss and his physicality in the run game at the point of attack. And he's not a guy that is a quote-unquote pass rusher. I mean, he does it all, and he's a dynamic physical presence and someone that we have to account for on every play, both in the pass game and the run game. So there's no question he's one of the best defensive players in the league, period.
Coach, do you feel just as comfortable running behind Ted Larson and now DeMar Dotson as Nix and Penn? It looked like quite a few of those runs in the second half in particular were to the right side. Was that something you saw from the Giants that you thought you could exploit?
Well, we always look at our run game from the standpoint of the positioning of the football sometimes, from the positioning of the defensive players, and sometimes the type of front that we're going to get, and then also just in trying to keep a variety in what we do and from a concept and trying to mix things up. And so there will be cases when we're going to want to take a ball to a certain side. In other cases, it can just be to either side, just to keep the flow going, trying to keep in a good rhythm. So it really is not predicated on any specific look all 100% of the time. It really just depends upon, speaking of great generalities, which I know you guys love, but it really depends upon you know, field positioning, and then also what particular type of run it is.
Coach, what do you see from the number one draft pick, Morris Claiborne?
See a young player that's ascending, has a great skill set, speed, long arms. It's no no coincidence that they're playing a lot better coverage and the man coverage component. Those two guys outside do a tremendous job shutting them down. And, you know, with DeMarcus Ware, the rest of the front, Sean Lee, who's a great linebacker, and, you know, the guy that's directing the show down there, you know, Rob Ryan is one of the best, and he puts his guys in positions, creates lots of problems schematically, mismatch-wise, changes things up, and does an outstanding job getting those guys ready. So it's, you know, another heck of a challenge for us.
Mike Williams mentioned that on his touchdown, the 41-yarder, that Josh changed, I believe he changed his route at the line of scrimmage, what he said, to a go route. And so they were trying to take advantage of that one-on-one coverage. Number one, do you think he'll see more of that, or because of Vincent being here? And just, is that kind of the key to hitting those plays, is when you get that look to make sure you take advantage?
Well, there's definitely a benefit to having two vertical threats. If we can be an offense that's got two guys that make an issue, a matchup issue for the defense, then that reduces the amount of single high, not all the time, but some of the single high that you're going to see, which in turn opens up the run game. There are going to be those instances, you know, regardless of who that corner is or who that defender is, that they have a pressure called, or it's just part of their plan that they're going to play single high, and that's where we have to capitalize upon those opportunities. And if they've got two great ones, then if those two great ones match up on two of our better ones, then that means the third or the fourth guy has to win that matchup. So it comes down to that. So I think we're constantly going to try to find those opportunities, those matchups, and make the most of them when we can.
You talk about so many weapons on offense. Lorig may have surprised some people getting the ball. People might be missing Blunt this season so far, just a couple games in, but are there guys on this offense that you can't wait to see what they do when they have their opportunities? Are there specific players that you can't wait to work in?
Well, I think you mentioned certainly LeGarrett, you know, coming back from his situation from the injury, and, you know, I know Coach Shiano had mentioned earlier, you know, we'll see how it plays itself out, you know, in terms of him having more opportunities. And, of course, Eric has done some good things, not just from catching the ball in the backfield, but, you know, improvement from his run blocking, and he's been productive. And, of course, Dallas Clark and Luke Stalker, you know, those are other weapons we have in conjunction with some of the other young receivers, guys that are either right back with the team in a Taekwon or who are coming off injury with Aurelius, that you want to put all those pieces of the puzzle together. And if we are able to be smart about how we formation things and how we win and how we call, what plays we call, and try to put those guys in the best positions, I feel very confident with how all of those guys have been working, you know, the young receiving core and everyone else, to really grab a hold of the offensive system, what we're trying to accomplish. And we've been showing some good things out of practice, and, of course, you got to do it in the game. And so, you know, that's the next step. We need to have a great day tomorrow to put the finishing touches so that we have the type of confidence we need to get ready to go on Sunday.
Dotson play last week, and why does he give you the best chance to win against Dallas?
I think DeMar Dotson has a level of athleticism, has a strength that I think is something that, you know, while there's an experience factor, he's was in this morning at 6:30 meeting with Coach Loney. I mean, he's putting in extra time and he's working extremely hard. I think when you have someone that's a competitor, has athleticism and a willingness to learn, I think that's something that serves him well. You know, he was called upon and stood up and stepped up and did a good job against a very, very difficult opponent. And so I think there's a lot that he brings to the table, but I think there's a commitment on the young man's part to work hard to improve and really make up for some lost time, so to speak. But the one thing he has that is very difficult to coach is that athleticism, the feet, the length, and so forth. So we're excited about him.
You've run the ball well at times, but you really haven't had those breakout runs, and I'm not sure, like last week with the lead, that you ran it as effectively as you would have liked to. Just describe where your running game is right now, and are you happy with the tight end position in that situation?
Well, I think we're constantly trying to find the runs that are going to be the wear the opponent down runs, and not necessarily glamorous or exciting for the fans per se. They have the chance to go through, and Coach Jim Bray calls them briar patch runs, and those serve a purpose, and they might break, but it's trying to wear down a defense, a cumulative effect, which is going to set up some of those shots. And there's others we could get out in the perimeter, and those could be some of our bigger plays. And I think it just comes down to having the patience to see it through, because eventually the big runs are going to happen. You know, historically, a lot of those big runs occur when the offense is in a one back, three wide receiver type of a set. You know, you spread the defense out a little bit more, but you know, we're focused more on just making sure that we're productive with the run. We don't want to have the negative one. We, you know, getting 4 yards, 5 yards, that would be ideal, and the big runs will take care of themselves. We just got to just focus on doing our job.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.